UPS is currently hiring package handlers for its preload operation. Earn $13 an hour and receive up to $250 in weekly attendance bonuses while working up to a career as a package car driver. In as little as 6 months, you could have an opportunity to connect with customers and build lasting relationships in the community. Future you looks good in brown. Apply now at upsjobs.com or text brown to 33588. That's brown to 33588.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
You're listening to The V-Show with Bob Valvano on ESPN 680 and 105.7.
You said this was going to piss people off. What? You're not getting your headphones in?
What?
You said this was going to piss people off.
Yeah, it might. Are we on? Are we on the air?
Yeah, we're on.
Okay, here's the deal. I need some help. I mean, people know that all the time.
I was gonna say that's obvious.
But I need help in one particular category. UK fans, you can help me because I don't pay attention to any of this stuff. And this is the part that'll piss people off because I think, in fairness, they have a longer one of these than Louisville fans. That'll make the mixtape. How you doing? Hey, UK fans, got a longer one. You know what I'm saying there, Tommy? How long is it? Oh, it's so long you can't believe it. Really? They were talking about longer ones on the radio? What kind of crap is this? Hey, I'm a U of L fan. I'm as long as anybody, pal. Calm down. Let me finish the premise. The longer list, I need a written list of the UK community's people that they hate. Because I don't know. Like, I did not realize Dana O'Neill and Pat Forty are on that list. Because Pat was on the U of L list for a while. I don't know if he still is, but the UK people, and the reason I say this is going to piss them off is because I think that U of L, UK fans, it's much easier to get on their list. All you got to do is kind of have a microphone and not get on and do one of two things, either not get on and just celebrate Kentucky as the greatest program of all time, or worse, speak well of somebody else. And I got that firsthand when I was doing the game for the first time at the Dean Dome. I will absolutely go to my grave certain that this is exactly how it played out. I could go back and find it if you want me to. But I said, first time doing a game in this wonderful building, really exciting to be here with all the great history. That's all I said. I didn't say the best building in college basketball. I didn't say even something that you would have to really work hard to turn into a slight, like, but I don't get a chance to do games in buildings like, you know, with this kind of history, knowing that I've done games in Rupp, for example. Didn't say anything like that. All I said was a great building with a great history and how excited I was to do the game there, which is how I felt and how I still feel. And third text was something, a UK fan who got his feelings hurt because somehow it was not a celebration of Kentucky and Rupp. They do that more than U of L fans. Sorry, just telling you the truth. And that's why I said it's going to piss them off because now they're going to write me and say, well, you go on the list now too. You suck. You didn't used to, but now you're on the list to suck because you said that. But I think it's true. I don't know why it is. I don't understand completely why. It's if you are saying something that somehow is a comparison, then I understand it. Like, this is the best arena, or this is the best team. Okay, you can say, wait a minute, we're great, our arena is great fun. But if you're just simply saying that this is good, that's not enough. You are in trouble. And so I don't know this checklist. So if you want to help me, send me the list of people. You're on that list because of something you've said, something you've done, or frankly, sometimes just simply who you work for. Like, I know a lot of them, I was on the list for a lot of them. I don't think I am in majority anymore, because the people who actually love the sport, and they do love the sport, listen, and they know that's not how I roll. I, much to, frankly, some Louisville fans' chagrin, who wanted me to get on and just bash the snot out of them, and I don't do that. Cal's been good to us. He's been nice to me. He's helped us with the V Foundation. It's a great program. I mean, when U of L plays UK, I hope U of L wins, just like Mike Pratt hopes UK wins. But generally, I think we both roll the same way. I think doing the show together has shown people that. We just appreciate basketball. We like basketball. So I think a lot of people don't put me on that list. But if they do, that's their business, because I do U of L games. So therefore, I must be the devil reincarnate. Not that I'm just trying to make a living. And, you know, the whole world can't root for one team. I mean, imagine that if they all did. Imagine how crappy the world would be. Think about that. If they got their way. If the UK fan base got their way and every basketball fan out there just rooted for UK, it would be, I mean, I guess it'd be happy. Every arena you went to on the road, they're all dressed in blue. They've all got UK pennants.
Can you make the argument that they already are?
The other cheerleaders come out and they cheer and they do the song, and nobody sings, nobody dances, nobody does anything. All the media is just writing about how great everything is. I guess maybe, but it would be kind of a weird world. It's kind of defeats the purpose of competition, you know? But whatever. But so I need a list. Who's on that list? You can help me. It doesn't mean I will hold them that way, because I treat people how they treat me. For example, the fact is, I hate to say this, but it's true. Scott Drew is not particularly liked by the other coaches because they think he cheats and they think he hides behind the bastion of being a devout Christian. And they cheat, but they don't hide behind the bastion of being a devout Christian. It's like, you want to cheat, that's your business. Hell, we're all cheating. But just stop acting like you're holier than thou. I feel bad for that because he treats me extremely well. He's a very nice man. I like him a lot. And so I go by how he treats me. So that's how I feel. I told you what he did this past week was hilarious. I had to phone the questions ahead of time because I wasn't going to be there. The tip was 11 a.m. Usually we do interviews before the game, but when it's in the morning, there's no time to do them. So my producer did the interviews, and he played my part, essentially. He asked the questions that I would ask, and then we were going to drop in my audio of me asking the questions after. Well, this was the producer told me when I got there, this was Scott's idea. He said, let me see the questions. So he said, okay, here. So my producer asked the first one. I think I played it for you, where he says...
Yeah, that's a terrible question.
He says, yeah, but he said, you know, you have eight.
I don't like that question.
You have eight red shirts on the roster. You know, is that a conscious decision? And he starts giving a serious answer. He said, well, we have a lot, but so I got to tell you the truth. I don't like that question. In fact, I resent that question. That's a terrible question. And as I was listening to it, I thought, oh my God, really? And then he said, is that a Valvano question? And then he busted up laughing. He said, Bobby, oh, that's great. He said, can't wait to see you when you get down here. That was very cool. That was a very funny, and I saw him after the game. He was obviously very, I hadn't seen him before the game, 11 a.m. tip, like I said, you didn't see him. So I saw him after the game. We just passed on the way out, and I said, you really got me with that. And he started laughing. He said, yeah. He said, I thought we were going to get you. But I said, that was funny. He said, I'm not undefeated with you anymore. He's one of those coaches that keeps track of the wins with certain announcers, which amazes me. They actually do that. But he's a nice guy. So I treat him the way they treat me. So if you badmouth these people, that's your business. I just want to know who I need to know is on that list. Here we come. Here are the texts. One says, Bob Knight. Okay, Bob Knight's on. Christian Laettner. Okay, so Bob Knight and Christian Laettner are on the list. Obviously, evidently, Dane O'Neill is. And Pat Forty. So that's four. Anybody else? Who else? The official that they had the lawsuit thing with, right?
John Higgins.
John Higgins hates them and lets, generally, when he referees their games, lets the other team run with the ball, knock people down.
Lenardi's been in their crosshairs a little bit lately.
Lenardi?
Yeah.
I need to know. I need to know who are on the list. Oh, thank you, sir. I'm a UK fan, but I respect you. Thank you.
437-9680. Appreciate UPS that. Jobs text line.
That's very nice of you. Appreciate that. Let's see. What else? I need to know the list. Thank you.
I say the people are making up for that negative guy. He said, it's great to have you back. You're the best on the radio because you used to be a coach. You know basketball. Can you teach negative? Well, you mentioned some other hosts. So much you know they are. Coach K. But, okay. Jeff Goodman. Jeff Goodman's on the list. Jeff Goodman doesn't like UK either? Really?
I don't know.
Lachlan McLean? Well, that goes
no,
saying.
No, Lach just doesn't like Cal. Like, I'm serious.
That's good enough.
Yeah, I guess. But I don't know. I don't think he's on anyone's hit list because he doesn't necessarily hate UK. He hates Cal, and so therefore, like, somehow, like, people, like, they hate listen to Lach. Lach's very popular with the UK people. I don't know why.
All-time UK hater, Billy Packer. He's retired so long now, I don't remember when he used to do the games. He used to hate UK.
I'm not sure.
See, this is helpful
the FBI.
To me. The FBI? Why would Kentucky hate the FBI?
I don't know. This guy's just rattling off a bunch of them.
I think he was alluding to Louisville.
Maybe. Yeah, that could be, yeah. That's fair.
No, but let's see. Goodman and Pat, especially, just think Dana is all ACC, not really a fan of BBN. Plus, we hate the whole flippant state of Vol Nation. Okay, well, I'll buy that. But that's more of a rivalry thing. That's although it's weird because, I mean, the most intense rivalry is Louisville. So, but they do a border war thing with Kentucky. Is that what that's all about?
Yeah, I think. Well, what about Clay Travis then? Do they hate Clay Travis? Because Clay Travis is super Kentucky and or super.
Why
sorry,
would they hate
super,
him? I thought he likes Kentucky.
No. He's super Tennessee.
Oh.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
He's an uber Tennessee guy, and then occasionally takes some pot shots at UK.
Billy Packer is a good one, and it's mutual, I assure you. Let's see.
Text coming down. UPS Jobs text line 437-9680. Nick, Lach hates UK. Come on, man. I don't know, man. I think it really is just the vitriol comes from Cal. But I think, honestly, he likes the UK basketball team, like players-wise, better than Bevel's. He just can't stand Cal.
Teddy Valentine comes to mind, it says. I don't know about that.
Rick Pitino. Yeah, that's a good one.
That's probably sadly true.
But we're probably not going to get him on the air.
Tennessee is UK's oldest rival. That's true. They were rivals with Tennessee before the UofL thing kicked back in. But good Lord, the UofL thing's been going on so long now. I mean, there's probably not many fans remember when it wasn't a rivalry.
Al McGuire?
Really? How could you not like Al McGuire? Everybody loved Al McGuire. I don't understand that one. Billy Reid? UK fans hate Billy Reid?
I thought it was just the south end of Louisville hated Billy Reid.
Donald Trump, I refuse to believe that. I would think Trump's immense popularity in this state, the overwhelming majority of which, frankly, UofL fans, sorry, but they are UK people, so I would think they go hand in hand. Jock Sutherland. Oh, poor Jock. Why don't you not like Jock? He's a nice boy. Rick Pitino, Billy Gillespie. Oh, here we go. Here's a guy helping. Rick Pitino, Billy Gillespie, Tom Jurich. Basically, anyone who goes against their empire. Billy Gillespie, how did he go against her? He was trying to win games, even though he wasn't very good at it. He was a strange, strange dude.
Luke
he really
May.
Was.
Oh, the UNC, yeah, the shot.
Let's see here. By the way, it is just one of my happiest few days. Got guys running in their underwear. You just can't beat that. Because once again, football is smarter than everybody else. So football, got to get the football people at the combine.
Did you see Mekhi Becton's official measurements, though?
No.
Yeah, I mean, I know you don't care, but just
you're right.
It is,
I don't.
It is kind of impressive just how freaking big he is. 6'7", 3/8 inches, and 364 pounds.
Yeah.
My God.
That's football players are really big. And he some of them are chubby.
But he moves so well. Like, he really is. Oh, not to sound like a honk or anything like that, but he really is impressive. Like, he was one of the first football players that I saw that I actually went, oh, spit, that guy's big. Like, when he just was running by, I actually did a double take and went, holy blank. That's a big boy.
Yeah, you can see you got four. Every single game now is on high def film, but you can't gauge on that. You've got to get guys to run in their underwear, and there's a whole bunch of players who are going to go there who aren't even going to do anything. Just the NFL so desperately had one little window here, that they had nothing to talk about, so they invented the combine, which has so far absolutely outlived its usefulness.
There was something that actually I meant to dub this, and I might be able to go track it down real fast. But there's talks of moving it out of
the United States, hopefully.
No, moving it out of Indianapolis and bringing it to LA, because Indianapolis is like a great spot for it, and the media likes going to it because the city is.
So then why would you want to move it?
Because the NFL wants to make it a bigger deal. Just for the reason you just said. There's a small little window here before the draft.
Why don't they just step off the damn stage and let the XFL take center stage for 8 weeks? Because you know what? I'm all on board with the XFL. I'm telling you. These people have gotten it right. See, they had the first kick return for a touchdown over the weekend. You see what it was? A little reverse flip. Fantastic. As the coaches are starting to get the hang of this league, you're going to see some cool things. And everybody gets it. Which is what I love. They all get it. This reminds me of the old ABA, those of you not old enough to remember. They're in a battle for survival. In order to survive, it's one of those deals. Do you want to be in this? Yes. Well, if you want to be in this, then you have to understand that the good of the group is more importantly than your individual thing. And so they get these coaches and football coaches by nature, where some of these guys coached were, you know, absolute dictators, just off with his head. But, sir, he's just a mere writer for the local paper. I said off with his head. Bring me the head of the Courier Journal columnist on a platter. Why? Because I am the football czar, and I demand the head of the writer. Why? He said our offense was stagnated. I'll show you stagnated. Bring me the bastard's head. Now they can't do that. And you say, okay, well, maybe they're not going to get it. They get it. They are in the locker room at halftime. And the coach comes over, and they asked him to draw a play. Now, it's ridiculously simple. They had one of the offensive coordinators. I can't remember which team it was. I think it was the St. Louis offensive coordinator. And he simply showed four wideouts, two on each side, and they both ran mirror patterns. They were in the same pattern on each side. And, I mean, it couldn't have been simpler, but that's about all the time you have at halftime. And who else does that? Who else does it? There's a difference between innovative and gimmicky. And the XFL, when they were under WWE, was gimmicky because they didn't get it. They thought they were such marketing geniuses. It's always the hubris of, you know, the ego. We can make people want to watch two birds chasing worms if we market it right with ugliness and name-calling and stuff like that. And the people who know football, people love football in this country. They watched it for a week and they said, this is crap, and they ran away. They're watching this league and they're not saying that. The thing that's going to hold it back is can enough guys get traction to where they become stars? That's the one thing. And we'll see. You know, there are some in the first weeks. There have been a couple of players that I know have had big weeks, and I can't even off the top of my head give you their names. But the fact is, if they do, then they're going to have a chance because that's what you need. But the St. Louis, they are all in on this team. It is unbelievable. They are so pissed off they lost not one but two NFL teams, and now they have this team. They played their first two games on the road. They jammed the sports bars there. It was packed. And now they had their first home game last week. They had almost 30,000 people. This is the week when the XFL in its first incarnation started to disband. And the AAFC or AAFL, the American Football League that they started last year, this is the week they went broke, basically. And you could see the end was in sight. This league, again, we need to get the Cubs broadcast. So we need, this has a chance, Pat Hughes, because this league has a chance. So just get off the damn stage for 2 days, for God's sake. If you love football, let this league go forward. I mean, but you know what? I'll watch the XFL. No interest in the combine. I get it. Guy says this is for the little guys. Fine. But if it's for the little guys, then there's not much interest in it to begin with. And the big guys who show up there, I mean, the origin of the combine made sense. I will say that. There were so many players,
And there was a lot. There were a lot of players who the scouts couldn't see, and there was very little video on these guys. The only way to see them was to bring them to a location and watch them in person. Do you really need to see, you know, the guys in the SEC? Really? You haven't seen enough of them in game film? I mean, if you want to find out who they are, you don't need to bring them to a combine. You can go visit with them. You can go to the campus. You can go talk to them. You can talk to them by phone, for God's sake. So I'm sorry. It's just a way to stay. I'm going to watch the guys run in their underwear. Woo! Oh, that's exciting. Oh, here comes a guy from Lake Superior State. He's going to run in his underwear. Here we go. There he goes. He's running. He's running fast. He's running very fast. He's running fast. He's finished with the 40. What did we learn from that? Well, if they play games this year in their underwear and he has to run 40 yards, he'll get there in 4.2 seconds. I'm pretty certain I can say that. Well, yay. Can he play?
I don't mind peeking at it. Just looking over there and just seeing, like, all right, like, and comparing the speeds and everything.
It's just a gimmick. It's just a gimmick. Tell it what it is. And that's the other thing. We all have to bow down. If you want to just say, hey, we're celebrating football, who cares? I'm fine. But, like, everything in the – and this is the only time that the NFL drives me nuts where everything has to be treated sacrosanct. It has to be, like, they open with a hymn. You know, you've got a they check you for other places make you wear credentials. This one you have to take I solemnly swear. Do you solemnly swear? I solemnly swear to treat this whole event with reverence as if it's from deity, second only perhaps to the Pope if you're Catholic, second only to the Pope if I'm Catholic, and if I'm not Catholic, the most important thing in the world. So help me God, and Roger Goodell. Thank you. All right, now you can get in. Thank you. It's unbelievable. It's just, there are guys running their underwear. I mean, it's just, it's and the guy who put it in perspective for me, this is the one that I love. Joe Burrow. That is hilarious, tweet.
His hands?
My hands are so small, I've been able to the balls. I'm not going to be able to hold on to any of the balls. Please keep me in your thoughts. And Patrick Mahomes said, yeah, my small hands have been a problem so far my whole NFL career. I'm thinking of you, buddy. So thank you. Yes. That's what they're going to do. That's your opinion. That's fine. It is my opinion, and I get it. And people watch the combine, so knock yourself out. Absolutely. It's also why you're not an NFL scout. Well, that's not the only reason I'm not an NFL scout, but what I will tell you is if I were an NFL scout, I'd put a lot more credence in watching game film than watching a guy running his underwear. Now, I don't know. Maybe some of these guys look right fine in their underwear. Maybe it's a nice way to get a little jolly. They're on the road a lot, these lonely men, so here's a chance for them to get a little tickle and not lose their credibility in the macho world that is football. But the fact of the matter is half the people are going there not working out. The little guys you don't know, I don't know, so good for them. You know. But I'd rather watch an XFL game. I watched it last Sunday. I'll watch them again. I'm rooting hard for the XFL because I think they're trying to do it right. They are the fan first, but they are putting the players' welfare. They got rid of the kickoff rule, but that rule is a hell of a rule. I mean, it's so funny to your eye because you're not used to it.
Yeah, just seeing them.
They just stand there. There's only two things moving: the ball going across the top of the screen, and the guy deep that's getting ready to field it. And
it's still exciting, though.
But it is, and it's a kickoff, and it makes it part of the game. And the extra point rule. It's also making it so you've got to readjust your scores. You see some wacky scores because there's ones and twos and threes. And you know what else? They got the time right. 10 weeks, 4 teams in the playoffs, semifinal 1 weekend, championship the next. The whole thing will be done in 12 weeks. I'm rooting for them. I really am. I hope they get it together because this there is a place for. There was no place for the original XFL. The AAFL, or whatever that was called, was hard to figure out. They never could figure out what they were doing. Were they a minor league? Were they a rival? This league is not worried about any of that. We are here because there's a window with no football. And our championship game is going to be played when the weather starts turning well, and we're going to have some, we got coaches with credibility. Hell, you got Bob Stoops coaching in the damn league. I mean, that's pretty credible. So am I wrong? If Louisville put a team here, people not go out to see them on a Sunday? I think they
this,
would.
This texter said just that. UPS Jobs text line 4379680. I wish the XFL would also put some teams in areas that don't have an NFL team. Like, of course, Louisville, but other cities as well. I mean, you don't want to do too much of that, though, because then I feel like it does kind of make it.
Looks minor league.
Yeah. So,
and that's sad.
So
if I you're love playing, the city, but that's how we still are perceived. We're not worthy of a major
but
team.
But I think Louisville's big enough that you could put one here and it wouldn't
be. Well, if somebody has the balls to do it like they did when Oklahoma City wasn't exactly a place you thought of to have a major league team, and they are supporting the hell out of that Thunder franchise.
Right.
So,
but I mean, if you're putting, and I'm just naming off like old ECHL cities, like if you're putting one in like Wheeling, you know, Pennsylvania or something like that. I mean,
Wheeling is in West Virginia.
Yeah, West Virginia, yeah.
If you put Wheeling in Pennsylvania, now you got a story because you moved the whole damn city into another state.
Wow, I just trumped. I got all my cities and states mixed up there.
Oops. Yeah. So, but I'm telling you, you're talking about, what do they play? They play five games. Talk about five Sundays. I'd buy a season ticket tomorrow. Seriously. Five Sundays? Because, right, they think they play 10 games. Or maybe, is it 12 games? No, I think it's 10, and then there's 2 weeks in the playoffs. They play 10 games. You play five home, five away, and then there's the playoffs.
Any preseason games?
My God, no. They didn't do anything. They just teed it up, man. I'm telling you, I could get into that. In fact, we need a team. That's my new lobbying. And I don't know, Vince, how Vince would feel about that. Would he let him use Papa John's? He seems to be much more progressive thinker than
it's not
the old
Papa
regime.
John's anymore.
Well, excuse me, let him use...
Cardinal Stadium.
Yeah, but why not? I mean, just sitting there, if you make some money on it, then you're not going to give it to them. I'm sure they rent it. Hell, it's five rentals.
I mean, I love the idea. I think that the ideas are innovative. The games are fun. People are betting on them. That helps.
Absolutely.
Locke brought this up because we mentioned, Drew said that week four they're going to be getting minor league hockey ratings, that it was going to do the same thing that it did last time.
Don't think so.
We said, Locke and I, that it had to survive that second week plummet that the original XFL did.
It got through that first hurdle.
Right. The ratings have gone down. But stay with me. Right. Stay with me. But and Locke acknowledged that. But he also said the XFL games week four drew better than the Baylor Kansas game.
That's what he does. I want to slap him.
Why?
You couldn't get any more people in the building.
No, Drew, TV ratings.
Oh, you
wise.
Said Drew.
I was going to say, I was like, no, obviously, yeah, you can't do attendance, but viewership.
Well, yeah, but that's the point. This article I read made that point, that the attendance is staying consistent at between 17 and 25,000. There have been, I think, three teams that are averaging over 20,000. The XFL and the AAFL, all... By week three, the attendance had gone. They did the starting lineup says, "Dear sir, here are the starting lineups for this afternoon's game." That's, you know, this is not what's going on here. So that was what the article said. They anticipated a dip in TV ratings. They got that. But as Locke pointed out, they got, that was a noon game. But still, they got, you got to remember, noon game is just 9 a.m. on the West Coast. Not going to get a lot of TV sports eyeballs. But the point I'm making is everything that's happened, they've anticipated. They anticipated the ratings going down, but the attendance staying consistent is actually a not insignificant revenue source for a league like this. And they're doing well in that regard. The XFL attendance, and that's a big, big part of it. If that goes down in these next weeks, then you're going to have an issue because the TV ratings are going to level out and they're not going to be great. But they averaged in week three an average attendance of just over 20,000 per game, and attendance has increased each week since the debut on February 6th. The total fans week one was 69,818. The total attendance in week three was 81,942. The New York Guardians and the St. Louis Battlehawks in St. Louis drew 29,554 fans. Again, though, you know, they're doing the same thing, though. They're shoehorning teams into markets. They can't get the damn NFL to thrive in L.A. Why do they feel they got to jam another team in there? Guess where the worst attendance was? L.A. The L.A. Wildcats drew 12,211 fans. Get them the hell out of here there and put them here. I can go sell 12,000 tickets myself, for God's sake, in this town. Are you kidding me? Seriously, but they have to be –
in the big
I'm sorry,
market.
I just have this image of you just going door to door, like with cookies and just being like, hey, I got two tickets.
Yes. Do you guys like Girl Scout cookies? You seem a little old for Girl Scout. I'm just asking a question. You like Girl Scout cookies? Yes, I do. I'm not selling those. If you like those, you'll love football. Here's a season ticket. How many can I put you down for? How many can I put you down for? Four? How about six? Okay. Thank you. Here you go. We take MasterCard and Visa. You did really well. Did you tell those people they were buying Girl Scout cookies? Don't worry about it, Billy. We're good.
I would love to see the 30 for 30. What if I told you a chubby Italian basically strong-armed his city into getting an XFL team under the guise of selling Thin Mints?
Telling you. Could be good. Could be good. All right, we'll come back. We're going to take a look at college basketball in a little bit of a different light here. But before we do that, I'm going to tell you about my friends at Universal Windows Direct, because the weather is crazy outside. It's hot, it's cold, it's up, it's down, it's left, it's right. You know, you're going to want to keep your home comfortable. And the way to do that is to have new windows that do not let the heat that you're putting in the winter or the cooling that you're doing in the summer go literally right out the window into the street, which is probably what's going on with your builder's grade windows. If you feel some cool air coming in through your house in the winter, it means you need new windows. Your current windows are just not cutting it. They leak warm air out, let cool air in, make you pay more on energy bills. New windows from Universal Windows Direct not only look great, but they're going to keep your home warmer in the winter, cooler in the summer. And you have peace of mind because the installers they use are conscientious professionals that take great pride in their work. So not only are you getting great windows that perform better than other windows because they're specifically made for this climate, they have aerospace technology called Super Spacer, keeps the edge of the glass warmer, holds the window seal longer, and lets it be that the company can put together a warranty that's better than any in the business. It's a true lifetime warranty. It is for as long as you own your home and 30 years to the next homeowner. That, my friends, is more than a replacement window company. Bill and Ted and the guys at Universal standing behind their products. And right now, any number of windows you buy, you'll get those same numbers free. Buy four, get four. Buy two, get two. You get it. It's a great deal with very attractive financing terms, free installation, and the BOGO deal that you just can't beat. Plus, these windows look great. They'll give your home that new glow. So take advantage of this opportunity right now. And remember the name. There's a lot of companies badgering you for windows. These are the ones you'll want to call. It's Universal Windows Direct. Check them out at universalwindowsdirect.com or call 822-5764. Like me, you'll be saying, I love my windows. We're back with more here. Although Nick put his hand up, says he's going to speak. I can't tell if you're going to speak or go to break. What's he going to do? Let's wait and see. He's going to
ESPN 680, 105.7 and 93.9 The Ville.
Be a part of the show. Text Bobby V on the UPS Jobs text line at 437-9680.
As much as the people incorrectly like to dismiss the regular season in basketball as, oh, it doesn't matter, A, this year it definitely matters because there's a lot of brand name teams that are still on the outside looking in, just trying to get into the tournament. Secondly, if you're in, you got to be regarded as having a chance. It looks like it's that wide open. And lastly, history shows us that the national champion actually has a good regular season and very often is their conference tournament champion. Either the conference tournament champion or the regular season conference champion. Obviously, it's not universal, but a lot of the time, that's the case. So not insignificant. So if you're going to look at the regular season champions, we tend to pay attention to the leagues that are schools are in, but we don't look around the country. So if you want to look at just looking at the top leagues, who is in the discussion there, we've already talked at length about the ACC, where Louisville is going to need some help. They've got four losses already. Duke and Florida State both have three. Duke's main challenge will come at Virginia, and Florida State's will come, I think, probably their next game at Clemson. Clemson's already beaten Duke at home and beaten Louisville at home. So if they can help Louisville one more time, they would be in good shape, because obviously if you are, in terms of seeding, Louisville's probably not going to wind up as the number one seed, if no other reason than Florida State has swept them. And so
they'll have the tie break, but you don't care about that. I mean, you do, but they're going to get a double bye. But the thing is, you'd love to be, if there's a tie, they crown all the teams co-champions and they can all get banners as well. They should, and it would be quite an achievement. So there's still hope, but they're going to need some help. They're 14-4, Florida State's 14-3, Duke's 13-3. UVA is not technically eliminated yet with four games to go at 11-5, but they're not going to be the regular season champions. It's going to come down to one of those three. Florida State has played 17 games, Duke just 16, and Louisville 18. So Louisville's got only two games in these last 2 weeks, one a week for the last 2 weeks. So after a really hectic, frantic schedule, it slows down for them. If you go to the Big 12, it is very much going to come down to the last week again. Kansas won last night. They're 14-1. Baylor's 13-1. They split during the regular season. It's going to come down to one of those two teams, or they would be tied and declared co-champions as well, which wouldn't be the worst thing in the world. I think they're both very worthy. They are number one and two in the rankings, and they are legit Final Four threats. West Virginia, as good as they've been, are just 7-8 in the league. There's only one other team with a winning record, Nick's dark horse Final Four team, Texas Tech, who are 9-5. So look at
you. That's what I'm talking about.
There you go. If you go to scrolling down, the Big East is next, and the standings there still kind of up in the air. Seton Hall's 12-3. They have a one-game lead on Creighton and a one-and-a-half game lead on Villanova. Villanova's 10-4. Creighton's 11-4. Seton Hall's 12-3. So assuming Villanova, let's say they win their game in hand, you got three teams separated by one game. So that's still very much up in the air in that race for the Big East Championship. So you've got a really good races in all the leagues we've looked at so far, although Big 12 is just two teams. Big East is three teams. ACC is three teams. The Big Ten, you're looking at the standings there where right now Maryland very much controlling their own fate. They fully have a two-game lead, but boy, they have a two-game lead on the whole cavalry here. They're 12-4. Penn State is 10-6. Iowa's 10-6. Michigan State's 10-6. Wisconsin's 10-6. Illinois is 10-6. So those teams are all still in it, of course, but Maryland with a two-game lead, very much controlling their own destiny, and I think they're going to hang on and get it done. We'll see, but their games remaining, they play at Minnesota. Anything can happen there. Then the big one, they host Michigan State this weekend. That will have a lot of say in it. They go to Rutgers. Rutgers no longer an easy win, and then they host Michigan. So they're going to have not an easy path, but obviously I'm just going by percentages. You give a team a two-game lead with four to play, you got to think the odds are in their favor. We'll see if Maryland can close out the deal there. In the Pac-12, the Pac-12 has got a wild race going on there. This is any one of five teams could still win it. Arizona State, Bobby Hurley's bunch, has a half a game lead. They're 10-4. They have a game in hand, so they control their own destiny in that regard. They're 10-4. Oregon, UCLA. How about Mick Cronin, by the way? What a job he's done. Talk about coming on of late. They've won five games in a row, and they're very much in the discussion now. 10-5. Oregon's 10-5. Colorado's 10-5. Arizona is 9-5, just one game back. So that is going to be a wild race to see who the regular season champion is there. And depending on how good you think the Pac-12 is, I've had Arizona, Colorado. Those teams are dangerous. Arizona's been wildly inconsistent, but if they get hot at the right time, you never know. And certainly Mick Cronin's got his UCLA team buying into the way he wants to play. They're going to be dangerous as well. Talk about playing your best basketball late. So I don't know. We'll see about the Pac-12. We're currently a five-team race, still five teams up in the air to win that championship in that conference. In the SEC, it very much is Kentucky's for the taking right now. They have a two-game lead over Auburn at 10-4, LSU at 10-4, and three over Florida at 9-5. So same thing I said about Maryland in their league. You've got yourself a two-game lead with just four to play. You got to think they're very much in the driver's seat. Not easy, though. They have to go on the road for A&M, dangerous A&M team. They're 6.5-point favorites. Kentucky is in that one. Then they host Auburn, and then they finish it up by hosting Tennessee and then going on the road to Florida. So you know, it's conference play. Anything can happen, but certainly with a two-game lead, four games to go, games that they'll be favored in all of them, you got to like Kentucky's chances to certainly win another regular season championship in the SEC. Any other leagues worth mentioning? I'm not sure. That pretty much takes care of the major conferences. The next ones on the list would be the Atlantic 10, which is Dayton's league, and Dayton is very much in control there. They have a three-game lead, and they're unbeaten. They're 14-0. Rhode Island is next at 11-3, but they made short work of Rhode Island in the head-to-head matchup, so they are Dayton very much in control in that league, to be sure. What else are we looking at here? I think those are the main conferences that we would look at. Oh, I know one other one that we would like to make a comment about, certainly, and that is going to be in the Conference USA, because Western Kentucky is still very much alive there. They are a game and a half behind North Texas. North Texas is 12-2. Western is at a very solid 11-4 and 18-9 overall. So a game and a half behind, with Western still having three games to play. They host Louisiana Tech later this week, and then in March they go to North Texas, and then they go to Florida International. So two games, their last two games on the road, going to be a tall task, probably North Texas's league to win, but another good year for Western Kentucky, certainly no doubt about that. Well, I was going to give you a vitality, but if you want a light stream, you can have – which is that one? Which is that one?
Okay. Yeah, no guarantee I can do light stream. Here it is.
Light stream. This is what I'm telling you about light stream. Light stream is this company that has got a great noble mission to save you money. How can you not like a company that wants to do that? How do they do it? Because they'll take your credit cards and they will put them in a consolidation loan from Lightstream that can save you significant money in the interest rates. Did you know that the average interest rate on credit cards is over 20% APR? The rates for auto pay with Lightstream are 5.95%, fully 15, 16, 17 percentage points difference. That's enormous. And you can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000 with absolutely no fees. You might even get your money as soon as the day you apply, because Lightstream believes people with good credit deserve a better loan experience. That's exactly what they deliver. And I have been in credit card debt, and when you get out of it, I'm telling you, it feels like you're out of jail. It may be something as simple as still leftover debt from Christmas shopping. Why pay those high interest rates? Pay, and especially if you got multiple credit cards, why not have the ease of payment? Write one check, send it to Lightstream. Not only do you have the convenience of one payment, you're saving yourself hundreds of dollars, who knows, maybe thousands of dollars in the interest rates, which are so tremendously different by using that great auto pay 5.95% APR with Lightstream. There's only one way to get it. You can get a special interest rate discount and save even more if you go to lightstream.com/Valvano. That's lightstream.com/Valvano, LIGHTSTREAM, lightstream.com/Valvano. It's subject to credit approval. Rate includes a 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply. Offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Valvano for more information. The Take is next. See you tomorrow.
Buddy's talking about Genesis Diamonds.
Genesis is the best. They'll work with you, the customer service is unbelievable, and you can't beat the price.
You're going to get the most value for your dollar at Genesis Diamonds. You're going to get the best customer service in town and probably in the entire state.
It's hard to see how the other jewelry stores can compete because of what Genesis is presenting to their customers. The quality and the value is incomparable.
What's really awesome about Genesis, I think a lot of girls look at other girls' rings a lot, and you don't want the same ring as the girl sitting beside on an airplane or something.
Oh yeah, you can't beat it.
Genesis Diamonds, where Louisville gets engaged.
People all the time are constantly stopping me saying how beautiful my ring is.
It's really awesome because Genesis has the designers a feel that women want.
Even if the price had been slightly more, I think we would have still chosen Genesis just because we felt there really was a personal connect. They really wanted us to be happy.
I highly recommend Genesis. I honestly feel like they're family to me now.
Genesis is my jewelry store.
Discover the difference for yourself. Genesis Diamonds, Shelbyville Road Plaza.
Kentucky basketball is back in action tonight when the Cats take on Texas A&M. And the first place to talk about the Cats after every game is with ESPN 680 and 105.7. Join Terry Brown and Jason Entz around 9 p.m. for the Kentucky Farm Bureau Insurance postgame show. We're the first place that will take your calls and hear live from John Calipari. If it's Kentucky basketball, we talk about it here on ESPN 680 and 105.7 and the ESPN Louisville app.
Hey, it's Lachlan McLean. You're listening to ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Hey, Bobby V here. You've heard me talking about Vitality Wellness and weight loss for good reason. I've lost over 20, almost 30 pounds, actually, and it's all personalized and works just for you. It's not a one-size-fits-all diet, and they tailor their programs, their supplements, the minerals to what your body needs. I like understanding how and why we're doing things, and that's what they explain to you at Vitality Wellness and weight loss. Give them a call. They're at 502-442-7180. Vitality Wellness and weight loss. Be healthier, thinner, happier. Starting tomorrow at Vitality.
I'm former Louisville basketball player Luke Hancock. When the NCAA tried to take away the Most Outstanding Player Award from the 2013 tournament, I got it back, thanks to Morgan & Morgan. Morgan & Morgan is the personal injury firm that fights for the people, and their team treats clients like family. Morgan & Morgan changed my life, and if you've been injured in a car crash, at work, or in a slip and fall, they may be able to change yours. For a free consultation, dial pound law on your cell phone. That's pound 529. Offices Louisville.
You're listening to Kentuckiana's ESPN 680, WHBE Newburgh and 105.7 WHBE FM Eminence Frankfort.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
I don't know why I feel like Louisville has a great chance and is going to win tonight.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
And they might come out and they might lose by 15. And if so, tomorrow will be hilarious. We will just laugh. Right. We will just laugh at me being wrong. In fact, we need to mark this down. Like, I'm picking Louisville to win this game.
And Perrin Johnson.
I told Locke, when we go to Virginia, we're coming to tap that ass.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
I don't think they're going to lose.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded. Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
With UPS, future you gets seriously pumped. As a package handler, you'll have a great job this season. Make up to $20 per hour after bonuses for a 25-hour work week. Future you goes further than you imagine. Find out what you'll become at upsjobs.com.